patience concerned with the harvest. Listen, y'all know I got some, well, I don't know, maybe you don't know, but I got some beefs with some things. And one of my biggest beefs that I have is with the concept of microwave dinners. Can I tell you something? I hate them. I hate them with a passion. People say you shouldn't hate. No, I hate microwave dinners. And you know why I hate microwave dinners? Because microwave dinners never come out like they're shown to come out. Never. Never. I don't care that you're telling me that there is a lasagna in this thing. No, it don't come out right. Stuff's nasty half the time. Come on. Like I said, I'm going to try to move through this. Wait, the quicker you respond, the quicker I'm going to get on through this. All right? Cool. Y'all with me? All right. Microwave lasagna is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. One, because don't come out right. Two, no matter if you follow the directions, it still don't come out right. And God help you, that cheese will probably burn at some point. If you got a good microwave, you know how it works. You got to almost stare at the thing to make sure that it don't burn in there. Because if you got a good microwave, that stuff goes faster than the 3 minutes that it's supposed to go, right? It's just a mess. But what do we know? The best kind of food to eat is stuff that's what? Prepared. You prep it. Prep it. Prep it. Prep it. That means if you like lasagna like that, my God, every once in a while, go and take some time. Make your sauce. Make your sauce from scratch, my goodness. You know, if you start off with a jar of tomato sauce, I don't care. But whatever you do, make sure it got some seasoning in it. Make sure you've got a little meat in there, you know what I'm saying? Make sure it's the right blend of meat. Yes. And help me, make sure that your meat is seasoned. Yeah. Right. You ain't nothing worse than having like poorly seasoned nonsense, right? It's just bland for no reason, can't even stand it. You know, season your stuff. You know, boil your noodles properly. You know, make sure they come out all right. Don't let them wait around and then become sticking to each other and gummy and all that. You know, all time. That's what I'm telling you. Put some time into it, right? And when you put time into it and it comes out right, everybody's sitting around saying, "Thank you, Jesus. This stuff works. It's good. Yes, right. It's good." And you know why it's good? Because there was time involved. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. There was time. And when time is involved, that means that patience is necessary. Yeah. Right? So if patience is necessary and time is involved, that means if you do it just like that, it will come out exactly the way it's supposed to. Yeah. Let me get to the text. Text says that a person sowing seed, sows seed into the ground. And check this out, ready for it. They go to sleep after they do the work. They get up the next day, they go out, sow seed, go sleep. Get up, sow seed, go sleep. But here's the key thing in the text. It says that they don't know how the seed grows. They don't know how the seed grows. But then Jesus, being Jesus, says, well, here's what happens. First, you get a shoot, you get a blade. That's what it says in text. First, you get a blade after it starts. You see it grow. First, you get a blade. Then, after you get that blade, an ear forms. So he's talking about wheat. And the ear forms. And then, when it finally matures, the grain grows in the ear. So there's three phases to the growth. Then he says what? When the grain is ripe, at once he puts the sickle because the harvest has come. So, seed planter does his job or her job and does not preoccupy themselves with how that seed grows. The seed grows. It has a cycle in showing growth. But it's only when it has matured that the harvest happens. Okay, let me say one more time. I get it. Seed planted, plant seed. Cool. Goes to sleep. Plants more seed. Does not concern himself, herself with how the seed grows. The seed grows. The seed grows in certain parts and seasons. When it's mature, then it is ready for the harvest. Church, we have to get to a place where we stop leaning towards microwave faith and microwave results, to understand that no matter what we do, no matter how progressive it is, no matter how cutting edge it is, no matter how inventive it is, innovative, whatever, there is still the necessity that we must be patient in the process. And the reason we ought to be patient in the process is because ultimately we do not want to do anything prematurely or too late. And we need this in order to be effective for kingdom service and kingdom work as we go forward. So if we're going to do this, if this diligence and patience is necessary, if these details are necessary, then why is it so important for us to make sure that we're doing what we need to do concerning the harvest of God? Three things and I'm finished. I told you this ain't going to be long. Number one, we have to be patient and we have to execute patience because it takes away our preoccupation with the wrong thing. Huh. Check it out. I'd have been repeating it a million times already, but hear it again. The seed planter plants seed. Once the seed planter plants the seed, what does the seed planter do? Go to sleep. In other words, the seed planter is not preoccupied with the process that he or she cannot affect. Which means this: you and I need to make sure that as we are doing what God has called us to do, that we don't become preoccupied with stuff that doesn't matter to the process. Okay, so that means this, that my job is to what? Tell somebody about how good God is, right? I'm supposed to go out and tell somebody day by day, moment by moment, season in, season out, day in, day out, that God is good, God is great, and greatly to be praised. That when I'm going through, I know that he is my comforter, he's my keeper, he's my healer, he's my deliverer, he's all these things to me. My job is to let somebody know that God is real, even when folks say that God is not. My job is to live out this thing day in and day out. My job is not to figure out how growth is supposed to happen in you. Okay, I'm preaching anyway. Let me keep moving. See, the thing is, some of us have become so preoccupied with the wrong stuff that we have forgotten and don't even realize when growth is really happening. Because we think it ought to go a certain way. No, it shouldn't go this way or that. All we're supposed to do is what? Plant the seed and be faithful to planting the seed. And what else are we supposed to be faithful to? Later on, Paul says, some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. In other words, if you're called to plant seed, don't worry about watering it if you're only called to plant. And baby, if you're called to water it, don't worry about how somebody's planting it. Your job is to what? Water that thing. And all God is going to do is make sure that that seed grows and becomes fruitful, multiply, and do what needs to be done. That's how the kingdom gets advanced. I wish I was in the right place. I know. Let's get old school for a minute. There was a day when the church didn't have AC, so why don't we just act like we're back in the old church for a minute when a new church grew? Is there anybody in here that knows that when God put something on the inside of you and it began to move and change you and redirect you and make you into something different, you knew something was happening? You didn't care what anybody thought. You didn't care. care about how they came at you. You didn't care about what they tried to say about you, what they tried to do towards you. All you knew was that God was moving in your life. And when God moved in your life, your job was to turn around, plant that seed, and just begin to shout when things began to move. Because it wasn't because of you, but it was only by the grace of the Almighty God that you are here in the state you're in right now. So get your mind off of how growth happens in somebody else. Your job, my job, is to what? Plant seed. Two, you got to learn how to recognize the difference in seasons. Learn how to recognize the difference in seasons. Jesus said, here is how you see growth. First, the blade. Then what? Then the ear. Then the grain. And when the grain is there, that's when you harvest the grain. So we need to learn how to shout off of different seasons of growth. Have y'all even noticed this new bulletin layout? I know some people just leave their stuff behind because I see it every Sunday. And folks didn't leave it behind. But have you really read this thing? There's a section in here that clearly in bold letters says WCOH winning season. Y'all seen that? I can't tell. And you're going to be like, Pastor, why you say such a thing like that? Didn't you just come off a vacation? You should be rested and you shouldn't be angry. I'm not angry, but here's how I know that a lot of people haven't read it. Because a whole lot of folk haven't shouted. What do you mean? Folk ain't shouting. You know, everybody ain't got a shout in them. Well, here's what I mean. Everything in there is at minimum a blade. Come back. At minimum is a blade. It is not the full manifestation of the thing yet. See, folk want to wait until the tree has the fruit, but folk don't know how to shout when the blade comes through. I thought I was in the right place, but some of us in here need to learn how to praise God when you see the blade. Because when you see the blade is the evidence that the tree is on the way. Because the tree ultimately is going to produce the fruit. So we need to stop waiting until we see the evidence of an entire tree with all the fruit. You need to start shouting when you see a blade. So when you see somebody say, I want to say yes to Jesus and I want to be baptized, don't keep waiting until your kids come. Shout because somebody else's kid came. Because eventually, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. Don't shout. Don't be quiet when people are now going to buy a house where they didn't have a chance before. Shout because they're able to close on a house. Shout because they're able to go through a mortgage process. Okay, don't shout. Don't wait until Hope Fest happens. Shout because we can what? Have Hope Fest. Don't wait until we got 50 or 60 kids coming to Bible study on Wednesday night. Shout because we got at least 7, 8, 9, or 10. Don't wait until we get the big stuff. Shout because the stuff is working. Everybody want to come up with opinions, but they don't want to shout when growth happens. You ought to be praising God because, can I tell the truth? Because I've been here long enough now. There was a day when I showed up, everybody was doubting if God had even stayed in this place. Can we talk about it? Folk were worried about money. They were worried about, can we even keep the lights on? Can we even do this? Can we even do that? We got a budget. Shout because we actually have a set budget. Shout
Because folk are actually giving unto the Lord, and the Lord is multiplying. Shout, because you're not where you used to be. Because God did exactly what he said. I'm going to keep my church. You worried about getting the tree with the fruit and can't shout off of the blade. Shout off the blade because the cob is coming. The cob comes. Shout because the wheat is coming. And guess what? When the wheat comes, then you can what? Harvest. Because the season is right. And then the last thing, and I'm done, is that in the patience process, you got to learn how to harvest properly. Okay, so the harvest has come. That don't mean you know how to harvest. Stay with it. The text says, when the wheat has reached its place, then you can put the sickle into the ground and harvest the wheat. Here's what happens in church life. A lot of times people see growth, and because their view is limited, they think that growth that does not look like yesterday is so big that it's time to harvest. I have never seen this growth, so I need to jump on it before it goes away. No. I've never seen these people in here, so I got to get them involved right away. You ready for this? There are going to be a whole lot of people that keep on coming here. I believe that. I've been believing that from day one. There are a whole lot of people going to keep on coming. They're going to come. They're going to have all kind of gifts, all kind of talents, all kind of skills, all kind of things. And guess what? They ain't going to use them right away. And some people be like, well, why ain't they doing anything in this way or that way? You know why? Because their season has not come. When I pastored my previous church, I remember that for a season, like in the first couple years, the church where I pastored unofficially became a place, watch this, for preachers to come, join, and not do one thing in the pulpit. And people will say, well, what, did you need more help? I probably did. But they came to me and said, Pastor, I love it here, but man, I just can't because I need to heal. And some people try to say, nah, they need to get involved. No, they told me the season they were in. And they said, I need to heal. And I'm like, God bless you. I see you. And whatever you need of me, I'll do what I can. You sit in the back, you mind your business, and let God work. And I'm glad that I did that then, because I didn't know that I would be the one that would need the same thing. Well, you got all the degrees. You are gifted. You are called. I know that. But this season is not for me to get up and prove to people that I got the call. I need to heal. Everybody that comes and grows comes in a season where God is trying to do something in them so that when the time comes, they can be at their absolute best. Ain't nothing worse than going to a church, a business, an organization where you got people that are constantly burned out. And let's just go ahead and repent collectively. We have created church cultures that say that if you're burned out, you're showing faithfulness. Oh, y'all didn't want to be. Y'all don't want to say nothing? Cool. I told y'all straight up before I went on vacation, I was frayed. I was fried. And I was honest. I said, I reached the end. What would it have looked like for me to get up here, burned out, trying to preach to y'all? Some of y'all would have said, well, in spite of you just stayed faithful and we just thank God for you. But real people would have said, black man, why are you up here knowing you need to sit down somewhere? Here's a word for you. And somebody receive this word today. If the season is not right for you, don't worry, the church will move on. And it's not moving on without you. It's moving on in certain things and giving you space so you can grow, so you can be your best. Because you not only should serve in the church, but you ought to be able to heal in the church. You ought to be able to get strengthened in the church. You ought to be able to be more powerful after your struggle while in the church. Got a bunch of mad people walking around sucking on lemons. And for what? To prove that you're faithful to God? No. The beginning of the text again said what? The seed sower gets up, sows seed, and what? When you're focused on what you got to do, you don't become preoccupied with what isn't your business. Which then allows for you to learn that the growth of a thing is giving you time to learn how to harvest when it's time. But in the meantime, let's close it this way. In the meantime, because you don't know how God's going to work it, shout when you see evidence of it working. Because you don't know how God is going to bless somebody's life, just shout when you see somebody's life being blessed. Because you haven't seen certain things happen over here, doesn't mean that seed that hasn't been planted over here ain't growing. So when you see a blade over here, here's what you need to do. Wake up, shout about the blade, plant more seed, and guess what? Go to sleep. And then when you wake up and you see now, you see a cob form, shout about the cob, shout around it if you got to, plant more seed, and what? Go to sleep. And guess what? The next day when you get up and you see that thing coming to harvest over here, even though it hasn't come to harvest over here, shout about the blade over here. Shout about the cob over here. Shout about the wheat over here. Go harvest the wheat over here. Shout about this over here. Shout about that over there. And what? Go to sleep. Rest in the Lord. Knowing that it's all under control. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. So don't worry. Don't be anxious. Watch God work. Amen.